Wenn darf ein Chesam mit Beis. Chokak lahashlim bekeisel bekamo. Sagt Rashi. Chokak lahashlim bekeisel. Sulam ta, a person has a narrow ladder, v'chokak bekeisel mikan o mikan, k'neged chvokei hasulam lahashlim roichboi bedal. That he goes in his chokak, let us see in the Perish Chai, page 161, picture 46. So he has here a ladder that reaches the Goiva HaKoisel, and we need that there should be a Reichev Dalet. You need a Reichev Dalet. So that's the Gemara Shaila. If you have, how far up to the Koisel is it necessary to have a Reichev Dalet? Do you need a Reichev Dalet the whole length of the Sulam? Or is it sufficient that 10 tfachim of the sulam should have a reichev dalet? Chokak lahashlim bekoisel bekama sulam tzav v'chokak bekoisel mikan u'mikan k'neged chvokei asulam lahashlim reichboi bedalet. That was the purpose of the chekike in the size of the koisel. Bekama tzorich lahashlim ho'reichav begoiva ha'koisel. How far up on the Kaisel is it necessary to make sure that you have a Reichev Dalet? Omaloi basore ad asoro yashlimeno. Till 10 tvachim of the Kaisel, he should make sure that there should be a Reichev Dalet put together through the Chvoke Asulam and the Chekika on both sides of the Sulam. The kiven the ika begoiva asore reichav abo. So if you have begoiva asore reichav abo, have a beishir pesach. So now I have a pesach. Va'avol gav the gavoye koisel to the, even though the koisel is much taller, less long bo. As long as I have a pesach, it is sufficient. We'll see soon. Shah. Omalei. So that's what he answered him. What will be the dip? So you're telling me now that the chekike and the tzodei asulam is mashlam the reichev dalet. What if he didn't put a sulam at all neged the koisel? It just was chekik in the koisel. That is picture 47. How tall does it have to be? There he has to be chaykik in the kaisel till the top, the goiva of the kaisel. Correct the gemore umayishno. What is the difference? That if you have a sulam, so then it is sufficient to be chaykik bitzodeya sulam till 10th vachim. If you don't have a sulam and everything is al yedei chakike, then you have to be chaykik all the way till the top. Omalei, osam mistalikley. Over there is mistalikley. Hocholei mistalikley. Let us see Rashi. Choka kol asulam bekoisel kein shleivis. Ruchovoi b'meshech hakoisel arbo. And again, this he made arbo. Bekama goiva tzorich lochoik roichev arbo. How far in the kaisel do you have to be choikik a roichev arbo? So the Gemara says, Moloi kaimosoi shel kaisel tzorich shiye meshech hachvokim arbo. You need that the whole goiva of the kaisel, you have to have chvokim arbo. So the Gemara asked, what's the difference? Here you said you need only 10 tfachim, and here you need the whole kaisel. And for the Gemara, Hosam ki ika sulam agia l'raisha kaisel noyach lales boy. There, in the first case, as we have in picture 46, you have a sulam. That's magia l'raisha kaisel. And it's noyach lales boy. Umiyu leichoshiv lemehevei pesach. So with a sulam you could go up. Umiyu leichoshiv lemehevei pesach botzim reichev dalet. So that what you need the reichev dalet is to give it a chshivus of a pesach. Hilkach kimash vilei bo bigoy vasore. So if you have a roichev abo bigoy vasore, pischa have, so you have a Pesach already. So you have a Pesach, and you can overcome the goyim of the kaisel with a sulam tap, with a sulam that's not roichev abo. Avol hocho ein noyach lalis kolkach. Here it's not noyach lalis kolkach. If you don't have a roichev abo in the kaisel till the tap. Mistalik lay noyach lala islodo. So, lechere, we see that there are two dinim, it seems. Let us speak about the first din. He says, in the first case, in picture 46, we see be'etzem, we need a sulam to reach the top of the kaisel. That is necessary. But the sulam, and the sulam is noyach lalish. You could be oila ala kaisel with the sulam. Afal pikein, there's another din. You need a reichev albo. What is the goyva yud with a reichev albo? What is the need of this? This is to give it a teiras pesach. The lechayre, it would seem. So what are these two dinim? So lechayre would seem as follows. Kozman, you don't have a teiras pesach, so the shame mechitza of the kaisel is mavdol between the two chatzeres. That means even though lemaise you could climb over the kaisel with the sulam, but if you don't have a teiras pesach in the mechitza, it seems that that's called it's muvdal, even though bepoyel you can go over this the kaisel. So therefore, you have to create a pesach in the kaisel. And a pesach, the shiurim, a pesach is yud tvachim goiva and arbo tvachim reiche. That is the shame pesach. So you created a pesach that means this hindrance that the kaisel is giving in these yud tvachim and these in this reiche arbo. So this hindrance I'm taking away with this pesach. So I created a pesach in this kaisel. Now it seems there's another halacha. There's a halacha that you have to be able to go over, you have to have a kaisel till the reisha, you need a sulam till the reisha kaisel. That was Taisvis Kasha. Why do you need a sulam till the reisha kaisel? Before we learned the nitztabe is sufficient. So Taisvis said up Sateretz that the nitztabe is only good if it's dalad al dalad. Here it's not dalad al dalad. Rashi does not hold like this. The Rosh says that Rashi learned that a sulam is speaking about that the rungs of the sulam, there's a richuk of at least three tvachim between each rung. So als hilchis miut, it's not considered a miut because we have some miut ba'aver is not good. So Memela, that's why you need that the you should be able to go over the kaisel. It's not called you a memayat the kaisel, since it's a miyut ba'avil. But al kolponim, it seems you have to give it a teiras pesach. In order to be mevatel the teiras mechitza shebo, you have to have a pesach in the kaisel, and the pesach is created through a area of dalet tvachim reichav and a goiva of yud. So, Baishpul, the Mishnah Brura brings down hu adin. It's the same halacha. Let us say you will have a wide ladder on the bottom, and the ladder gets narrower towards the top. And the first 10 tvachim you have a reichav dalet, and later the ladder will get narrower. That's mamish this halacha. So the teiras pesach you get from the first 10 tvachim, and then later you need also the metzias of being able to go over the kaisel, so that you could that a narrow ladder is also sufficient. Now that is dafke if you have a ladder. if you only have a chakike in the kaisel, if you only have a chakike in the kaisel, so then there's another problem. If the chakike will not be reichiv dalid, it is difficult to climb up on the kaisel. So here that what you need, the reichiv dalid and the complete goiva of the kaisel, is not to create a teiras pesach on the whole kaisel. We don't need a teiras pesach on the whole kaisel. Pesach yud is sufficient. But Yal Kaponim, you need that it should be easy to climb over the kaisel. And if you don't have a ladder, you just have chakikis in the kaisel, so kolzman it is not reichiv dalid, it is, you are unable to climb over the kaisel. So that's why there you need a reichiv dalid and the whole goiva of the kaisel. Let us see Taisvis. Chokak lahashlim b'kaisel b'kampo. So, the Taisus HaRosh, the Taisus is already saying a teretz. The Taisus HaRosh asks a kasha. Taisus HaRosh asks, how can the chakike be mitzaref to the kaisel? Let us look again at the previous picture. So the Taisus HaRosh asks that the sides of the sulam jut out. And the chikike is in the kaisel. So he asks, how are you so the sulam starts, is away from the kaisel. So how can you be mitzarev, the shleivis asulam, with the chikike? The meruchek from the chikike. That's how the Taisus HaRosh asks the kasha. So, and that kasha, Taisvis answers, kegoin shahakoisel of uboilait mitzat hasulam. So let us look at picture 48 on page 162. So it's speaking about that on the sides of the sulam, the wall got thicker. That means the mokim hasulam, we can imagine that the wall is thin. We'll see that what's on the slant is different from another kasha. But on the sides of the sulam, the wool jutted out, and he's chaykik in the wool, he's chaykik al kaponim til yud, in order to make it a pesach of yud al dalet. So therefore, the chakike is on the same level and reaches out as the sulam juts out. So mameli can be mitzarev, the chakik on both sides, together with the shleivei sasulam. That's case number one. Oy shasulam munach besoif hakoisel bekeren zavis. Or look at picture 49, that in picture 49, again, we want to accomplish that they'll be on the same level, the chakike together with the shleivei sasulam. So it's speaking about that he was chakik in the other wall that's going perpendicular to the wall that the sulam is resting on, he was chaykik, so mamela, so it comes out then you can be mitzaref the chakike to the shleivis hasulam. Now Taisus says anukash, ba'ayri b'kaisel meshupe. You have to say that the whole kaisel is a kaisel meshupe. That's why he made before the picture of the kaisel zorav yosef isle the sulam zokav einam amayit bein shloish esra yamashu bocher rav yosef kaboyle. So we have to take this also into consideration that the sulam has to be mishupe. So if the sulam has to be mishupe and you want to be mitzaref the chikika on the sides to the sulam, so you have to say that the kaisel surrounding the sulam is also mishupe, and that's how we see it in picture 48. Omalei ba'asore. Perish bekunteris, ad asore yashlimeno. That he should make the reichav arbo till asore of the kaisel, he should make the reichav arbo. Yeah. Af al gav de gavoya kaisel tur. Frektach teisvis, but how does that help? We didn't, there's no tenoyim how tall the kaisel has to be. Avagav the gavaya kaisel to the less long bow. Doesn't matter. The kaisel the pelusha, what shall less long bow, the la mistalikla, he can't go over the kaisel, kimin bakati gavaya kaisel to it. Yishleimet neidelei chokek bekaisel ala the sora, in lochash is a gia, elei lochash, o she gia sulam ad roish hakaisel. You don't need a shem pesach, the whole goiva hakaisel. You just need that they're sufficient that a sulam will reach the goiva hakaisel. And all you need that they should be a teres pesach asorat for. Rabbi Netam eforish ba'asore, hainu shlo yishoyer min hasulam ad roish hakaisel asor. Rabbi Netam says not asorat forchim of the goiva. The first asor atvachim is the first asor atvachim of the koisel. You need a chikike. Now it is speaking about that the sulam and the chikike. Let's say if we have a koisel that is 30 tvachim tall, so you need that the sulam and the chikike should be be'erich till 21. A goiva of 21 tvachim, shlo yishor min asulam ad roish hakaisel asor. The Marsho explains the Rabbeinu Tam. Masha says as follows, Tam eforish pasora hayne shlo yishor min hasulam ad roish hakaisel. So the Marshos is L'shitose Shepirish La'el. We had learned Taisus. Taisus asked Astira in two Gemoras. By Itzdebe we learned that if you have an Itzdebe, even as long as from the Itzdebe to the Goiva HaKaisel we don't have Yutfochim, it's good. It's Memai. And we learned Asulam has to be to the Reish HaKaisel. So the Benetam had answered as follows, that an Itzdebe speaking about a Dovah Kavua, if you have a Dovah Kavua, so that's Memayit. So you don't need a Dovah Kavua is Memayit, so we mentioned that the longest as we done that the Karka Achotza starts from there. So Kaponim, so then even though, as long as there's not 10 Tfochim, from the Dovel Kavua till the Goiva HaKaisel, so you're Mamayat the Goiva HaKaisel. Asha Einkein, the Gemara of Sulamis is speaking about, you had a Kaisel Aroi, so then there's no din of Miyat over there, you can't say you were Mamayat the Kaisel, since it's not Kavua, then you need the Metzias, a Alkaponim, the latter should reach the Reish HaKaisel. So, Zokte Marsha Lishitosai, so the Rabbi Tam is going to Shitas. Shapirish la'el besulam kavua loyboi shiagiyad reish hakaisel. It's not necessary that to reach the reish hakaisel. Niche dahoche bechokek bekaisel vaday the kavua. So here it's speaking about that this is kavua. So the kviyas has to be, that's pshat adasore, that means that you have to have a double kavua to the top asore of the kaisel. But more than that, you don't need. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam shot the Gemara. So l'chayre, the sulam was kavua, and the chikike was also kavua. The chikike zichi kavua. So memeilas, that's the shir ad asore. Zot the Gemara vayte. Boy minei Rav Yosef merab. So le'ilon sulam. Let us see picture 50. He had an ilon growing in his chotza, and he made this ilon a sulam. Mar, t'boi le'rebi, t'boi le'rabonon, so you can clear a shayla say according to Rebbe, say according to Rabbon. T'boi le'rebi, l'chayra we can clear according to Rebbe. What's Rebbe? Rebbe holds that a shmus by nashmoshes is mutter. And therefore, Rebbe holds of a person is meiniach edu v'tchumo. On the Elon, it's also good because it's possible then to get it by nashmoshes. Even though in Elon be Elon, but since it's a shmus, by nashmoshes it's mutter. So over here, by nashmoshes, I have Hey Pesach, when the Eruvi Chatzairis is, when is the Eruvi Chatzairis kind? Eruvi Chatzairis is also kind of Bein HaShemoshes. So Bein HaShemoshes, I have a Pesach, which is the Pesach, which enables me to go from one Chatzah to the other Chatzah, that's the Ilah. So Bein HaShemoshes, I have a Pesach, which enables me to go from one Chatzah to the other Chatzah. So Mele, it should be Ma'arev Echad. Tiboil Rebbe, no, there was a Shaila according to Rebbe also. And Tiboil Rabbonon, Ulcheira, one could say according to the Rabbonon, there's no Shaila, because according to the Rabbonon, you're not permitted to be Oila on the Ilon Bein HaShemoshes, some are Meila, so you don't have a Pesach Bein HaShemoshes. But the Gemara says no. We can clarify according to Rebbe that it's no good, and there's a small to say according to Rabbonon it's good. The boy le Rebbe, at kalay koma Rebbe hosam kol dovo shumishum shvus le gozrolo. Hani mili bein hashmoshes, that is dafke bein hashmoshes. Avol kule yoy meloi, but the whole day, the zikha, one is not permitted to do a shvus. So what does the Gemara mean? So the Gemara means as follows. The Chazanish is Mavaya, that even though we have a klal that we have irv derech pesach the nistama pesach, if a person there were two chatzeres and they were ma'arim because there was soymech, there's a pesach between the two chatzeres, and in the middle of Shabbos nistama pesach, so there's a loch of hayul v'hutro hutro, since it's hutro v'tulos of Shabbos, so hutro l'chol Shabbos. So he says, this halacha is only applies if the Pesach was oimed to be there the whole Shabbos, and in the middle of Shabbos something occurred and the Kaisel fell down and the Pesach became Nista. But if you don't have a Pesach that's oimed to be the whole Shabbos, there is no din of oil b'hutro hutro. If it's not oimed to last the Shabbos, you don't have a Pesach. So memele, so we can understand very well that it shouldn't help according to Rebbe also. And this L'chayre, the Gemara is saying this. The Gemara says, that if you look according to Rebbe, at kalikom a Rebbe Yosom, kodav shemeshus le'gozor olav hanivu l'bein HaShemoshes. Bein HaShemoshes, there's a heter to be oil al gabi ilon, and so here, if you would only need a Pesach Bein HaShemoshes, so Mamela, if you don't need a Pesach Bein HaShemoshes, it's good, but you need more than a Pesach Bein HaShemoshes. That is the svara that according to the Rebbe should also be made. Because the svara of Hayul Vahutra Hutra, you don't say over here. So Meilafila, according to Rebbe, there's a svara that it shouldn't be good. We'll see you later, there's a svara according to Rebbe, it should be good. But now let's not talk about that. So Paketa, that's the Loshna Gemara. The Gemara is saying that there's a svara that according to Rebbe it won't be good because a Pesach that will only last Bein HaShemoshes does not have a Teirus Pesach. Oy Dilme, afilu l'rabonon pisri v'ar Yehuda revi olay. Now the Gemara says, Moiradik Lomdis, the Gemara says that no, that that's what you're not allowed to go over the Elon onto the Kaisel, the Enem Schotzer, That does not make it that there's no Pesach. It means you have a Metzius to get Pesach. You have an oifen how to overcome the Kaisel. You can go over the Kaisel. No, you're not allowed to. Aryeh de Vialei. Aryeh de Vialei is not Mafkiyah de Shein Pesach. It's a Pesach which you're not allowed to use. But it doesn't mean that there's no Pesach between the two Chatzayas. So Memeila, I feel according to the Rabbonon, and Israel will not be mafkia the shame Pesach minyan. Let us see Rashi. Zatrashi, tiboy le Rebbe, no be bepeik bakel ma'alvin. Hanois an erev tchumim be'ilon. Kone erev, the hosom time, mishum mikni shvisa bein HaShemoshes. There the time is, because I want to be kain shvisa bein HaShemoshes. V'dovo shehu mishum shvus ki goin shimush b'mechubo l'igozor olo bein HaShemosh. Aval agabi eru v'chatzeires taime mishum the Pesach mashvu luhu chavai v'erev. If you have a Pesach, then it can become one to an erev. But if the Elon cannot be used the whole day, lapis chamikri. This does not have a Teiris Pesach. Hilker leishori luhu eruvayu bein hashmoshes. You don't have a Pesach the whole Shabbos, because you're not allowed to use it the whole Shabbos. According to Rebbe. Is the mail, so if you don't have a Pesach for the whole Shabbos, leishori luhu eruvayu bein hashmoshes. The ayah revealed it. Is the shvus oim alonu suru. Is the shvus prevents us from using this ilah. Umikomokim Pesach Shmei. There's a Shem Pesach. Umashmilu Chad Lishtamis Teruchu Kechurim V'dayet. It is sufficient to give it a Shem Chad. Now, Lachayra, there's a problem over here. The Gemara Shtotsu Terebi. There's a svar. According to Rabbi, it should be good because Rabbi also shvus is muta bein hashmosh. And the Gemara says bein hashmosh is not sufficient. But al kaponim, if bein hashmosh would be sufficient, so then the Gemara says according to Rabbi it would be good. L'chayre, the whole aloche of Rabbi that Rabbi holds that a shvus is muta bein hashmosh is the dafka l'tzayrich mitzvah. So bishloime by a little bit trumim if we hold a ma'al and a little dvar mitzvah some amela. So the whole erev is for dvar mitzvah. So this is a shvus l'tzayrach mitzvah. So it's mutter. But over here, what's the dvar mitzvah over here? So I found in the ritve says as follows. Afilu taime by Rubi Chatzeres ike tzad mitzvah v'darkei shol. There's a psa tzad mitzvah. There's also a psa shtikl mitzvah involved. To make a Rubi Chatzeres v'darkei sholem. So memeila is al kaponim, bastaming means to say, so according to Rabbi it would be mutter, even though a shvus only mutter b'mokim mitzvah. This also has a tzad mitzvah that we be matter a shvus in order to enable us to have an eruv chatzeres. Zok the Gemara weiter. Haso la asheres sulam mahu. Zok the Gemara. What will be the halacha if this ilam is an ashera? So now we're confronted with a different problem. Not as the Isil de Rabbono, of ein oilin b'ilom b'shabes, but we have an Isil de Raisa, an Asher is also b'anos, and maybe not this Isil is an Isil ishtamish b'ilom. So this is a de Raisa, the case, a soul Asherim sulamau, tiboy le Rab Yehuda, so the Gemara says this, Shaila can clear according to Rab Yehuda, tiboy le Rabbono. Tiboy le Rab Yehuda, who's Rab Yehuda? At can I come Rab Yehuda Hossam? The Mutaligness Bayez Bisurayano, Allah Hossam. We have Rab Yehuda held that a person could be Kainish Visin a Beisa Kvoris. A Beisa Kvoris Albinian that's also Bano, the Mutaligness Bayez Bisurayano. A person is permitted to be Kainish Visin. And he's surian, no, it could be done like I'm door here, I'm door in the kever. So even though it's also about no mutalik nice bias be surian. Hello, Hossam. Over there, the boss of the corner lay a rib, lay nirchalay the linter. He says, the whole benefit I derive from the kever is only the kinyan shvisa. Later, I don't need it. It won't be shumble later. I don't want later that it should be lying on the kever, that it should be shumble. No, I just want it that it should be kind of shvise there. So there, even though it's also bano, it's permissible according to Rabbi Yehuda. But this is worse, it seems. Here, this is worse. We'll see why in a minute. I do mafilo rabbonon. Maybe here, I feel according to the rabbonon, that the rabbonon hold that there it's also here, pischohu va'arye de revie olay. Let us see Rashi. Rashi aso lashlasheiro ilon sha'oiv denaisoi ba'oso bano intinsaloi me bishar ilon pesachu. If you'll say bishar ilon pesachu, I will say that's for you. Say ayin v'rebi'alei hoche demoti luhu anno al yodei mai. But here, the moti luhu anno al yodei, I'm deriving a benefit from it, my. So what is the shaila? What is the shaila of the Gemara? He says, all the time I say Pesach, hoche demoti luhu anno al yodei mai. So, in the Keren Eire, Chazaynish, it would seem that the Shaila of the Gemara was, the Shaila of the Gemara was as follows. That there's a difference between an Isser the Rabbonon and an Isser the Eraiser. An Isser the Rabbonon is not Mafkia the Shein Pesach Minei. That's how you reveal it. It's usable in Shabbos, you could go on it, the Rabbonon don't let you. But an Isser Hanod Yeraise, an Isser Hanod Yeraise, that's Mavkiya, the whole Shem Shimush Mine. That's not usable. It's not usable as a person. That was the Shaila of the Gemara. It's very nice. I don't know if the Loshon of Rashi is Mashma like that, because Rashi says, Asula Sheira, Ilan Shaiv the Nice Vasa Baham. This is also the name. Tim Salaim Bishar Ilan Pesachu. Hocho, the Boti Luhu Ano Al Yodei Mai. He was getting Ano Mai. So, Lachaira, according to them, the Rashi should say something else. Hocho, the Osa Bano Midei Raisa Mai. Rashi, Lachaira, Ike Chosa Mina Sefer. Here I'm getting hano from it. The Rehitis Loshen Arashi would seem that it's a different shaila. That the shaila is, are you allowed to do it? This, azay l'chayra v'ot kiven zeh geshmak. We'll see, I don't know how much geshmak it is in the sugya, but l'chayra, the Loshen of Rashi would mean there's two shailas over here. There's an erev in the kishaila and there's a chumash shaila. So in the Erev in the Kishayla we say Arya the Revealer. If the poil it's right to be used as a Pesach. No, halachically I'm not allowed to use it for Pesach. That's not Mafkiya the Shem Pesach Mina. But here is a besondere Shayla. Avhochi the Moti Luhu Am No Al Yode, but I'm deriving benefit from it. That means because of this Asheira, I'll be able to be dor in Yenem Schotze, but later to be metalful in Yenem Schotze. Here I'm deriving benefit from the Asheira. As they will tap his eyes give us from Rashi. So Memele, that was the Shaila. So let's go a little further. Tiboy le Rabbi Yehuda, the Oma Beperik, Bakel Ma'arv and Bigmore. Rabbi Yehuda, Mer Hanois, and Nesehu, we became a Koneiriv. Ba'aval gam de kever osa bano, hachi gal sinem. Over the osa mu de bosa de kono lo eirev, loi nich elei de linte. Loi ich beslei bishmir osa, se geitem nisht on, after the knies eirev, that it should be on this kever, it should be shomo. Vishtakach, so according to Rav Yehuda, the loy mishani mikivra, he's not deriving any benefit from the kever. Elo knias erev luchudei. The whole thing is that later it's gate from the shama. Yobi shama, nit shama, someone will take it, it's gate from the shama. The only thing he wants to be kaina erev luchudei, that's all what he wants. Vahi lav anoi. Kedem eforish osam, da ein ma'arvim betchumim, elo lidvar mitzvah. Und mitzvah slav lohon ist nicht nur. Aber eruve chatzeirois, la nose hi veloi lidvar mitzvah. Vahavi ano, but here this is for his hano, veloi lidvar mitzvah. Vahavi ano. So again, for this lashon from Rashi, well, take it and give it, and here he's deriving hano from it. There he's not deriving hano. Mitzvah slav lohon ist nicht nur. But here he's deriving Hanor from the Sheila. So again, so it's not a Sheila Milchus Eidavin, it's a Sheila and it's a Yerbedic Sheila. You're deriving Hanor from it. Now, Agavucha, how does this stim, what we mentioned before, the Ritva says, Erubi Chatzeiris, why is it Mutter Bein Hashmosh? So the Ritva says, it's also Nechshev Kedvar Mitzvah, that a Shvus is Mutter Bein Hashmosh. Here Rashi says, Aval Erubi Chatzeiris, Lanossi, Veloy Lidvar Mitzvah. Indeed, so if it's not a Dvar Mitzvah, so why is a Shvus Mutter according to Rebbe? It could be Rashi means that, I mean, it could be it's no stira. The Ritva says the etzem inyan of making an eruv is a dvar mitzvah. It's a mitzvah tas to make an eruv echatzera. So memele, if I have to be over a shvus in order to make this mitzvah, so you'll have to be over a shvus bein hashmoshes, and that's called also a shvus muta bein hashmoshes l'tzayrich mitzvah. But that is 100% true that if you look at all the benefits I'm going to derive from this eruv chatzeres, it's zicher not only the kiyum mitzvah of eruv chatzeres. I mean, I'm going to derive benefits from it also. So memele, so here it's called I'm having hanor from isurei hanor. So it could be that's what Rashi is like nasi v'leilid dvar mitzvah. Maybe Rashi means v'leilid. It's not a dvar mitzvah lechudei. That means I'm deriving benefits from it. There's a mitzvah maybe out dalke sholem al tzaynik Shabbos to be able to carry from one chotzer to the other chotzer. Aber lemaise the etzem enabling me. That I mean, when I carry from one chotzer to the other chotzer, that's called a dvar reshus. That's not called a mitzvah lav lehanis nitzah. But it's enough mitzvah to permit a shvus bein hashmoshes according to Rebbe. So that's one side. So feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be also. If Rabbi Yehuda was only matter by Ruvi Tchumim with alumnus of mitzvahs lav lehanis nitna. But here, it's mitzvahs, but here I'm having a grova hano, so maybe it should be also. V'havie hano. That's one side that it should be mutter. Also, it should be also according to Rabbi Yehuda. What's the other side? I do ma fila rabbonon pischa huva ariyad revealed. I do aval gav da osa bano hoi loy hola mishtamish bo midi. So Rashi aval gav even though asher is osa bano hola mishtamish bo midi. So I think Rashi means to say that what the isurei ano of avoidus or not to be mishtamish be isurei ano. Above that, what because of the Elon, I'll be able to go into the Chotzer. That's called Agrome, that's called Gramano, and Gramano's Mutter. Aval Gavda Osobano, Holy Mishtamish Bei Midi. Lamais, I'm not going over, I'm not using the Elon. If I'd use the Elon Bepoil, so I'm zicher deriving benefit from the Elon. But I'm not using it Bepoil. So Memele, and that's what I'm getting ahead of to go into his Chotzer, that's only a Gramano. And it has Hashem Pesach Baal Yud Revi'alei. That means even though. Now, the Etzem is a different Dian also. There's a Dian, could be it doesn't have a Teiras Pesach. Could be it doesn't have a Teiras Pesach because you can't use it. You're not allowed to use it. And this is also in a Teira. So, no, could be, I say Upischa Shmei. I feel it's also in a Teira. And in the Zweite Bayud, the Rebbe Yalei, and Yisr Teire also is not Mavkiya, the Shein Pesach Minei. And we call Mokain, Achatzeres Mechuborim. So Mamele, so there's a Svorit to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it shouldn't help. Lucheret could be, it shouldn't help, and could be, and it's also. And there's a svara to say, pum fakel, that it's not awesome, I feel according to the Rabbonon, it will be good. Fine. Omalei, so he answered him. Elon Muta. Vashayra Asura. So he answered him. Oh, so he has two shaylas. So Stamazay Elon is Muta. And I say, Al Yidari Li'alei. V'asheiros, v'asheirosos. So, we could learn, well, since from the Lashon HaGemara, we could learn this lumbus that we had mentioned before, that in Yilam is Mutkos as an Issa Darabono, Vashayra Asura, because it's an Issa Deraisa, so it doesn't have a Shem Pesach. Maskif lo Rav Chisda, so Rav Chisda said, Adarabe, Yilam she Issa Shabbos Koyrim lo Nitsa. If the Sibbe is because of Isser Shabbos, that's because of Shabbos, I'm not allowed to use this as a Pesach. So there's a Sfori, so that's like a Mafkiyah, the Shem Pesach. Asheira Shisa Dovaracha Gorem Loi, Loi Nitzah, Pum Fakel. In the Lomdis of Arya the Reveal, in Shem Pesach, Lochere, you're saying there's a Chilik at the Reis of the Rabbon, he says it's a Fakel to Sfori. If on Shabbos it doesn't have a Torah, it's not permitted to be used as a Pesach, so it's Mafkiy the Shem Pesach. Because it's not a Pesach, which could be used in Shabbos. If it's a Zaytik Yizach, so it could be, so then you could say, it's a Zaytik Yizach, it's not a Shabbos the Kisa, then there's a Svara to say, it is a Pesach, but are you the Revealite? Yeah. It manami ki also rav nam rav lez bom bom rav bom rav yechen in kol shiso shabbos gorem loy also that's take the machkiya the shein pesach from it kol shiso lo barach gorem loy muta yeah now here we have a problem kol shiso shabbos gorem loy also that what so if you have a shabbos take yisrael so that's machkiya the shein pesach kol shiso lo barach gorem loy muta. So the Ritva asks Akashe, about every Asheire, you have a Shabbos to Kirisar also. How could you say an Asheire is, how could you say an Asheire is Mutter, as a Torah's Pesach? Almost it's a Ilon Heuche. It's an Ilon. You're telling me, an Ilon doesn't have a Shein Pesach. An Asheire has a Shein Pesach. But an Asheire is also an Ilon. So there's a Shabbos to Kirisar also. Als a Sheire has a Torah's Pesach. Aber als Shabbos it doesn't have a Torah's Pesach. We're speaking about the Shabbos. So the Ritva is speaking about that it was Nishabish Ilon. Or it's an Asherah day that there was a Ilon Kotzos and they worshipped it when it was Tolosheret. Al Kaponim, so we're speaking about that there's no Shabbos to Kisudim over here. Then you can't say Kol Shis a Shabbos, that Al Shabbos it's no good and Al Shisa Dabach Gom is Mutter. Rav Nachman by Yitzhak Masni Hochi. Ilam plukte de Rabbi Verabona. Asheire plukte de Rabbi Yehuda Verabona. And Ranachem by Yitzchok said, Fakel, those stodim that we had, that Efshe, like Rabbi, it should be good, like Rabbi Yehuda, it should be good, so stak azoi. Like Rabbi, it is good, like Rabbi Yehuda, it's good, and like Rabbona, it's no good. Now, the Chazanish asks, now we have to start thinking. What is Taka the Svore? What is Taka the Svore that according to Rebbe it's good? What the Gemara said, a very Gishmaka Svore before, that it's no good. The Gemara said, a very Gishmaka Svore that according to Rebbe it's only Mutter Bein Hashmoshes. Hashmosh is Mutter Bein Hashmoshes. But here you need that it should be, she has to have a Teres Pesach the whole Shabbat, she only have a Pesach the whole Shabbat. Not allowed to go on the Ilon the whole Shabbat. And you can't say, Hoyul, Vahutra Vemitzah Shabbat, since it's a Pesach that's not Oymet to be used the whole Shabbat. It's only a Pesach that it's Oymet Bein HaShemosh. Sukta Chazaynish, a beautiful Svara. Sukta Chazaynish Azoy. This Lomdis, that Pesach hu ba'aliyah de revealei. Pesach has a lomdish in the hell. It has a Shem Pesach. But you're not allowed to use it. It has a Shem Pesach. Zuk tachazani shazoy. If bein hashmoshes, you could use it b'poyu. So it got a Shem Pesach. So then I say, so even though the minute after bein hashmoshes, I can't use it anymore. So I say, this is a Pesach aliyah de revealei. It was once a Pesach. So that means this man by Neshmoshi said, hey, it was before you were able to use it. So the Mele, even though the rest of the Shabbos I can't use it, so I say, so this is a Pesach v'al yivirevi'ele. But according to the Chomim, that the Shavuos is also bein Hashmoshes, so the Mele never was Roy L'Shimush, and never got a Shem Pesach. So then you don't say al yivirevi'ele. That's how the Chazanish is Mevayel, this Mahalo. Now how are you, I mean, Mevayel, the Plukta, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbono? Listen. I mean, here the Gemara said a beautiful deal. I mean, Rashi had said that the whole Svar of Rabbi Yehuda over there is because mitzvah lav lahanis nitnu. So there's another tzad in the Gemara. There was a tzad in the Gemara before mitzvah lav lahanis nitnu. There's a tzad in the Gemara that vishesteita poshet nunze Gemara. Mutter liknes bayis b'isurei ano akert, afilu, you don't say, afilu ma'amu v'arishus, but this, since the whole thing is only a kinyan dire, so memele, that's mutter. That is mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. This doesn't fall into the category of iser ano. I'm only, so the kerner is ma'ire, he timed Rabbi Yehuda the Mutter Liknes Hanem Shum Leichoshe Vano Mashiniach Eirev Shom Avolalois Basheir Lekul Almos. He says there, so that Mutter Namon Kipshuta Mutter Liknes Bayis Beisureno. This is not called deriving Hano. This became my dearest. But here he timed, he says, I'm not allowed to be Oile Be'ilon. You hear your mishdamish with the Elon, so how's the Gemara Medame? How's the Gemara Medame? Is Medame that machloike to this machloike? Asheire plukted Rab Yehuda v'Rabbonon. Lesser Rav Nachman, okay, that's what I said. Lesser Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Sugi the Lord prepared the Kol Ma'am, the Mashmos, the Kula Alma, also, Liknes Bais, the Surayano. That's the maskonas hagemara. His Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Zicher held that the machloikis is not because he holds mitzvahs lav lahanis nitnu. Take filo afilo ma'avon dvar reshus, or the mitzvahs lahanis nitnu. But he holds mutter liknes bais b'isurei ano. That's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda. So just like it's mutter liknes here, I'm calling a deer in Yenim Schotza be Isureno. Take a call, Isureno, but this Ano is not called Ano Shuva that is also. Zot the Mishnah Vaita. Charitz Shebein Beis Chatzeres. If you have a Charitz between two Chatzeres, let us look at Perish Chai, picture 51. You have a Charitz that is separating two Chatzeres. Oh my God, Veroi Chavdal. Ma'alvin shnai ve'im ma'alvin echot. So you cannot be ma'alvin ve'echot because they moved the one from the other. Afilu molei kash oitevin. Afilu it's nistam the charitz with kash oitevin. Afal pikein it's considered two chatzeres. The kash oitevin is not soisim the charitz. Molei ofor eitzchayres. What if it's full of ofor eitzchayres? Then it's ma'alvin echot. Then it is considered that there's no hevdol between the two chatzayas. Ve'ein ma'alvin shnayim. This is not a Pesach. This is the whole roiche v'chotzer is yehem v'charitz. Now there's nothing mavdol the two chatzayas. Ma'alvin echad ein ma'alvin shnayim. Nosan olav neser sherochav arboa tfochem. But if you have the charitz, picture 53, and he put a neser, he put a neser sherocha b'dalet tfochim. So this neser that's rocha b'dalet tfochim is a pesach that from one chotzer to the other chotzer. So then also neser sherocha b'dalet tfochim. V'chein beiz gzusterois zu keneged zu. You have two gzusterois zu keneged zu. So poship shot it would be like we have on picture 54 that you have two gzusterois sticking out from two batim, and he put a nesa roch of dalit, so that's like a pesach between the two gezusterois. That's how the Ritva says pshat in the Gemara.
b'shem Rashi. Rabbi Kivega wants to say later on Daf Ayin Tes that Rashi learned Zuken Neged Zu is speaking about like picture 55. That it's, that the bow's on the same side of the Shusarat. So also, so if you'll take, if you'll take a nefer, so also I'll be able to be ma'arivet. I may just throw you looking at Gazu, ma'arvin shnaim, vimrotsu ma'arvin nefer. Toches mikan, what if the roichev ha'nefer is less than dalet vochem? So then it doesn't have a fair respect, ma'arvin shnaim, vim ma'arvin nefer. So it's Rashi. Charitz oruchu, mafsik apnei ha'chotze kula. Baruchev dalet vochem. The Pochus Mikan, that means even though we heard before that by a Mechitza, Rashi says, there's no halacha, how wide the Mechitza has to be, whatever width it has, it's mavgul b'ditu the chetzeres, but by a Charitz, you take need a width of Dalet Vochem. The Pochus Mikan, noyech leposay mischosay el skosay, less than Dalet Vochem, you can go over from one side to the other side, there's no hevdel between the two chetzeres, so then take it's ma'al v'necha. Afilu molei tevin v'kash, afilu it's molei tevin v'kash, lav stimi. Das neva teire stimi, the loy mevatalei hosom, zutrashi, why not? Because he's not mevatalei, soifoi litloi, he's going to take it away. He doesn't intend that this tevin v'kash should remain there and be a stima on the chavitz. He intends to take it away. So Mamela, so since he intends to take it away, so Mamela, so now it doesn't have a terrorist thing. Not more than that, some is fossilus was a can guess about the kepesa, shakes the steroids, the soaring built in his fast pictures of the illusions are up. You have balconies sticking out from the aliyah, illusions are up, the koyrim loy, all the barbim yeshnum, zoo, eitzel, zoo, bishtay aliyah, shoshnei the yerim. The north and that's a rock of Baal Kmin Geshem Izuluzu, Habinami Pesa. So this here is a Tejas Pesa. Ochis Mikan Shaini Rocho. So then it doesn't have a Tejas Pesa. Zot the Gemore with Tevin Loi Chayitz. Tevin is not Chayitz. So what did we say? That if there was Tevin in the Chayitz, it's not called a steam. Well, nam, we learned in the Mishnah. Mitven shebein shtei chatzeres. If you had a pile of tevin that was mavdil between two chatzeres, kavoya asoret vochem arvim shnayim beim arvim echot. So you see, even though the tevin is nittle, but basher u'shom it has a teres mechitzen, it's mavdil between the two chatzeres. Omar abayis, abayis said le'inyin mechitze kolam b'loy pligi v'havim mechitze. It has a teres mechitzen. Now it's here. So if it's here as a teres mechitza, v'leinyin chatzitze, but to be mevatel, to be called a stime of the cholol of the chariz, then you need bittel, ibotli chayt. If it be mevatel, the tevin that it should remain there, then it's considered a stime. V'loi botli, loi chayt, then it's not considered a stime. The trashi lechayitz leisos and was nan mitzvin shebein shtei chatzeres. Godish shel tevin, you have a pile of tevin, uktoni marvin shnayim al mochayitz. So the Gemara says, le'inyin mechitze, afal gav da osid litloi. He's going to take it away, kol kamet ahadi hosom. Kol's man, it's there, mechitze, the mafsik. Now it's mafsik, even though he doesn't have intentions to leave it there. Dahave, midi dahave, avitin, the oikves, the behemoth, the samper kame, the makifin behem. That means even though he doesn't intend to, that the saddles will remain there, but al kaponim, now it's this, so it has a teres mechitze. Avol le inyin chatzitze, lochets pifnei avir achoret. The leading kisos and the mashus like a are, here you have to be done that there's no charitz. Doesn't have a teres charitz, because it's nistam already. Ibot le lehegyen. For omar loy shakil nelei mehochoi. He said he won't take it away. But, so then the bittle behegye makes taki that it's going to remain there. But if there was no bittle behegye, Like, so then it doesn't help. Let us see Taisus. Afilu mole kash, mole teven. The Taisus bekash, the teven, haniklin b'shabes ayri. Speaking about teven the kash that's not mukta. The like he the lael. Before we learned teven the kash is mukta. Pagat muna the teven. So we had Rashi taka de. Rashi said they're thinking about a teven that's aimed to be used labinian. So they're taka mukta. They're thinking about a teven. The stomach that's aimed for machu behem in the stomach. So it doesn't have a teres mukta. Because if we're speaking about teven that's mukta, the oma big mora that fill the arnikim about the lunish. The gemara says if you'll have an arniki, you'll have a wallet. With bulging, it's bulging from $100 bills, and it's in there in the charit. So it's a steamer. It's a steamer. He doesn't intend to leave it. Abba Shabbos is going to leave it there because it's mukta. So memela, so mukta, we see he has a teiras bittel. Sakoch was speaking about teben, that's not mukta. Mimtoima, pamrinam afilu peiras mevatlin mechitzis. Pamrinam memesecha Shabbos b'seif hazeir. Boyer Boshus Arabim Omoik Asore Verochav Dalet Molei Mayim, and it was full of water. Vizorik Lesoichoi Chayim. So the Mayim is not Mafkiyah the Teres Mechitz. It's still called the Reshus Ayot. Molei Peres. But what happened? If it's Molei Peres, Vizorik Lesoichoi Pot Mai Chayim and Mai Eloi Mevatli Mechitz Peres Mevatli Mechitz. So you see, it's mevatel the teiras mechitze, even though he wasn't mevatel it. So you see, klal that it's called a steamer. It's a mitzvah like a steamer. So if the teisa, so why is teven not a steamer? V'oyim eridim idereise v'adai mevatel. You're right, Taka. It's here's a teiras steamer also. Now there's no charit. Aval le'erev derabonun hu yesh lachalik ben nitzel l'sha'inim. By an Erev the Rabbonon they were Machma. So why were they Machma by Erev the Rabbonon? He says, they were speaking about Chiyuv, so Chiyuv was the Chiyuv and some Zach. By Chiyuv you can't say he's Mechuyu because the Peiris, the person threw him from a Rishus Aram to this boy because you don't have a Rishus Ayachadim. In the Torah you don't have a Rishus Ayachadim. I mean, in the Torah you have a steam here also. But the Rabbonon said that we shouldn't reckon this for a steam. So the Taisus HaRosh says, why were the Rabbonon Machmeh? Because the Rabbonon were afraid, since this Tevin is oimed to be used, maybe, let's say they had made an Erev between these two Chatzeres. And during the week, maybe this Tevin will be eaten up, because it's oimed to be eaten up, and it's oimed to be used, and then on Shabbos there'll be Soimach on the Erev, just like there was Soimach on the Erev till now, they'll continue being Soimach on the Erev. So since the whole head of the Erev is because Tevin is here, and the Tevin is Olul, not to remain here, so therefore they said it's not a steam. So it comes out, this din, that Tevin, that Nitl was only a Rabbonu de Kechuma. Tzas Koshet de Vedamle Besomach Lebayish Milu Dablinyin Oyo De Reise. Gemara is Medame to Erev it. So what the dinyan? This is where he was speaking about a din derabona. They were speaking about tume deraisa. Meida oyel nami tikshahi de Shabbat. There we'll see it says that it doesn't have a shame oil. Doesn't have a shame oil. And here it says it does have David says it does have a shame oil since he wasn't the vatel the payers. And here we say that it doesn't have a shame rishus hayochid, even though he wasn't the vatel the payers. The chen shtei gezus teroi. Peirish bekuntres benoisen nesa rochav dalet mizulis. The Mishnah is speaking about the Yom HaChaba, the two gezus teroi to the nesa rochav dalet. The have a name Pesach. So this is the Pesach. The time, even though they nesa rochav dalet ayri, since if the Mishnah is speaking about a nesa rochav dalet, hey chidai big more zu, can I get zu and that when is it good if the two gzustavos was one opposite the other? Zu shaloi can I get zu lo? In fact, the place I feel a mitzvah gitu belishta they are the nesa dalet. We learned before, if you have a kaisel dalit and the two salamis on both opposite sides of the kaisel, it's good because you can go from one sulam to the other sulam derech leichem a kaisel. So let us see the peirush chai. That just like over that by two gzustalois, let's make the neser on a slant. And we can use this neser as a pesach for one gzustere to the other gzustere. That is the kash. It is not speaking about that he was nice in a neser the way Rashi says. Mizulazu, so that a neser. The din charitz naisein. Le'ayri b'noise nesa mizulezu. V'din charitz noisein le'gezusterois. He gives the halacha of charitz by gezusterois. What does that mean? V'n yesh mizulezu dalet. If there's dalet for him between one gezuster and the other gezuster, ma'al v'shnai, ve've ma'al v'nechot, k'moi charitz, avol poches mital, if there's less than dalet. She's just like by a charitz. Just like by a charitz, if it's pachas midal, that's not a handle. Is so here we're also by gzuster, a rogel, if a seya, if seya, mizul azuk, am I gabi charitz? Just like by a charitz, the chadomah, the mesach, the shams, the kazir, gabi rikak shomayim, dech lahavi abo tzvoch, mipse posile. Rikak shomayim, a person walks over, it's less than dalet tzvoch. Mishimachi, kelekat dalet, Mizulizu, if there's no dalet for, that's what we're speaking about. Not there is a neser. There's no dalet for. Mizulizu, ma'alvin shnai, pimrotzu, ma'alvin echad. Afilu humuflegish loishe, ksheinzu kenegedzu. Avuzu shaloi kenegedzu, but what if they shaloi kenegedzu? Ay ma'alvin echad, kshimishuchezu, mizu shloishe, kademrina big more. That's picture 57. That if it's zoo, shaloi keneged zoo, so then it's a little risky walking over from one gzustere to another, even though there's only gimel bein tayim. So that's what the Gemara is speaking about. So taita bein tayim is trying to the Gemara, nosal v'nesa shalachal avot vachim, v'chein beis gzustere is not going nosal v'nesa. That's speaking about that v'chein beis gzustere is the same halacha of charitz that after when there's When there's a reichev dalad, it's no good. Less than a reichev dalad is good. That what it says at the end of the Mishnah. Poches mikam the kol of a masters. If the neser is less than dalad, it is no good. Chayze v'koya neser. This is going on the neser, and this is not going on the gzustre, because the gzustre is speaking about there was no neser in time.
What is the svar of the nice of Rashi? I believe that would be the